Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I am calling to you live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida. Yay, where it's wonderfully 78 degrees, sunny and no clouds in the sky. Perfectest weather. And I am so excited today about our guest. I have our co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself from ProfitableStorytelling.com with me. And I will let her do the honors of telling you about our guest. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Hi. Okay, so I don't have his bio up because he's trying to figure out how to Skype into the call, so he asks the blind person. I was always able to call in by the normal Skype, you know, the number via Skype, and I'm trying to see, you know, if there's a way for him to Skype in, and I'm not able to find it so far. So anyway,
I don't think, other than calling in on the regular number, I don't think there's a separate way of calling in via Skype. There's two ways of calling in. He can call in via the regular phone number, or
right.
He could just go in to the button on the show page. But I think if you do that, you're in listen-only mode. I don't think there's a way to actually talk from there.
Yeah.
And the reason our guest is having this issue, we should tell everybody, is because he's in the Philippines.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so it's, you know, it's understandable. But there, I was trying to see, let me see here, in our switchboard if
it
says anything.
I know. He has a way to call in to my bridge line via Skype. If you could just tell him to go get on my bridge line, I will go three-way over to it.
Okay, very good. I will do that. I will tell him.
Hey, hold on. Is this him?
I'm here.
Is this you?
Oh, there you are.
Yeah. Hello, can you hear me?
I can.
Yep.
Would it be better
Hi,
for
guys.
You to call in via my bridge line on Skype and have me three-way into it?
That would be perfect. I'm calling on a cell phone right now, so if we could do that, it would be fantastic.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, why don't you go get in there, and I'll go over and three-way in and meet you there in a second.
Okay, could you just send me the details, and I'll hang on this line until we do that.
I will do that.
Yeah, we can
Excellent.
Give me a second, and I'll get it for you.
Yeah. So,
Rhonda,
today,
while we're doing that, I'll let you introduce him.
Yes, I'll talk a little about. This is really fun because our guest today is one of Gina's new bachelor students, and it's really fun when, you know, it's just like when somebody actually takes action and does the right things, they get results. A big surprise. And yet,
no,
so
it's
often,
not. It really works if you do it.
It's called like duh. You work the system works. The problem is that most people, and this is not Tim, but most people go, well, what if I tweaked it this way? What if I tweaked it that way? And they're coming from the space of just barely learning how to do everything brand new and deciding that they all of a sudden have sufficient knowledge to tweak a system that's already been proven for several years. However, then there are people who really distinguish themselves by taking action. And I will say, as the guest booker for the show, you know, we get a lot of really big names, like we've had Dr. Diana Kirshner, who's a best-selling author. We've had Bob Berg. We've had all kinds of amazing people. And we have some up-and-comers. The people who are the up-and-comers are doing something to distinguish themselves, and it gives us a chance to share their brilliance with you and also a chance to help their business in a little bit more public way and thereby help you with your business. So
Tim, you should have that Bridgeline Skype number now. I just sent it to you via email.
Okay, let me just check. Is it via Gmail or normal at mail?
I sent it to you via Gmail, I believe. Let me make sure of that.
Yeah, let me just call it now.
Whatever email address I had in my contacts is where it went. Tim, this was your Argon email address.
Yep, I've got it. I'm just trying to type in now.
Fabulous.
Yeah, so it's really fun when we get somebody who actually does, in fact, take the appropriate action.
Hello? You can hear me now?
Hi. Yes, let me go in and get in the bridge line for you. I'll be right there.
Okay, I'm on your bridge line now, I believe.
So she's going to bring you over into the call. She's going to bring you over into the radio show.
Okay. It's all very exciting.
The whole time, yeah, this is going to be extremely fun. But I'm really excited about it. So she's almost over there. I can hear her dialing in. I love it. I'm so excited about this call today. It's just really, really cool.
Okay, hang up the phone, yeah?
I've got you here, Tim.
You can hang up your phone now.
All right, here I am, Gina. Hi, Rhonda.
All right.
Hi. So Tim and I met last May when Tim first got started in a program that I was teaching for a new resource called My Instant Video that's going to be a WordPress plugin membership site that I'm getting ready to launch in the next couple of weeks. And Tim came in, got the plugin as a beta tester, and started doing what I teach about using a blog to build your business. So, Tim, let's talk about those early days for a minute, and we'll use that to kind of set the stage for what you've been doing lately. That first blog that you put up was specialeventsanswers.com. What niche was that in, and tell us a little bit about how you got started with that.
Okay. First of all, thanks for having me here. It's fantastic. The first program that we did, I think, started about last May. And my website was a special events website. I'm actually in the laser industry in the Philippines. And special events are my passion. So I put up this site with Gina, and it discussed virtually all areas of special events. I'm actually having a really hard time right now because I'm hearing the conversation twice.
Are you? Where are you also hearing it?
Yes. I've got a 30-second delay on the headphones that I'm on.
Is there anything you can do to get rid of it on one of the versions so you can still talk to us in the bridge line?
Sounds like you've got a duplicate call going in or something.
Yeah, I don't have another call open.
Do you have the website for the radio show open? Because it will stream through there as well.
Right. Yeah, if you have our radio show open, page open, it's running through your page, so you might be getting it that way.
How's that?
It sounds good to me, Tim.
It's better.
Is that better?
Okay, it's good now, yeah.
Great.
That's excellent, thank you.
And I actually don't hear the delay now, so that's awesome.
Right.
That's great, yeah. Good for me, too.
Outstanding.
Yeah, so where were we? The original site that we had was all about special events, and we basically covered the A to Z of special events.
When you first put that up, we knew that there were going to be some issues about that, right?
That's correct, yes.
Trying to reach an audience in the Philippines on a blog on the net meant for a global audience is a challenge in itself. Trying to reach a B2B audience in the Philippines on a blog meant for consumers globally is even more challenging. Uh-huh. But you really did a good job of applying the system. And so by December, what did you started to see in terms of results from that site?
Well, from the original site, the feedback I was getting was that the site was just way too broad. It didn't niche down enough into any specific area. And I was getting quite a lot of traffic, but making very little money and making very little contacts. But the site was looking fantastic. I mean, I learned so much from you guys about how to put a site together. It was untrue. And I've been searching for this kind of thing for a couple of years. So the process that I went through was an incredible learning curve. The actual physical results in financial wasn't brilliant at the time. So I decided to focus on my other passion, which was training.
And one of the conversations we had, I remember suggesting that in order to reach the people to help them with the laser stuff, that you would do something to put on your own event. And sure enough, you ran with that in a big way. So
absolutely.
How did the two things end up coming together to create what you're doing now?
Well, I originally came out to the Philippines about 13 years ago. And, I mean, one of the first things I noticed was the extreme poverty here. And not just that, the country over the last 10 years has been growing at an incredible rate. And the disposable income here is growing rapidly. But there's still a lot of people who have a tremendous fear of letting go of their money. And there's a huge workforce. Entrepreneurship is just beginning here. So there was an opportunity for me to put together events using my experience of over 20 years as an entrepreneur to try and help the local people put together their own businesses, create better success and more results for themselves, even if they're working as well, by applying just simple principles of success. So what we did was I put together a series of talks and linked that with the entertainment that we do. So we have lasers at the venue. We have all different types of events going on. So it's not just a straightforward seminar or conference. It's what I call edutainment, education and entertainment at the same time.
It's incredible. And so sometime around the first of this year, we had a conversation, and you were getting ready to do your first event on February 11th of 2011, and it was going to be one of a series of events leading up to an event, November 11th, 2011, that I will actually be attending in the Philippines as a speaker. And what suggestion did I make early in the month of January to you?
I believe the suggestion is about making better relationships with people.
Yeah, and we talked about getting a blog set up that would help you do that and sell tickets to the first event in February. When I talked to you February 14th, 3 days after the event, I was blown away when I heard what you had been up to from January 14th till February 14th on argonmanagementtraining.com. So you just took everything you'd already been doing on the special event site and applied it in this new niche of helping entrepreneurs to build businesses. How different were the results when you first did that?
Well, I mean, the first thing that happened was I was able to put the site up in a couple of days rather than 2 or 3 months because of the experience I'd had, you know, with you before on the other site. So getting everything together was so much faster. The second thing that happened was that I connected in with another very well-known face here in the Philippines who does seminars and has 2,000 or 3,000 people in his audience. And I did a deal with him that I gave him some laser entertainment. In exchange, he gave me time to get on the stage and talk to his audience. Well, that just blew my figures away. I mean, the month before, in January, I actually did a test program on January the 11th, and we had 11 students in the audience. On February 11th, I had over 120 students in the audience just because of this. So it really exploded.
Big time.
Big, huge explosion is right.
How were the results different on the blogging?
Phenomenal. In the first month, I think we did $1,000 on the site. In the second month, we've done about $2,000. So it's an incredible difference in results. And the whole reason that I think the difference has occurred is because of the relationships that I'm building with the audiences here. They're actually getting to meet me face-to-face. They're getting emails from me, telephone calls from me. And it's really just growing at incredible rates because of it.
Well, I so appreciated seeing the pictures you sent me a couple days ago of the event that took place on March 11th. These are not just ordinary events. I mean, this event takes place in a room with shark tanks in it.
Wow.
It is just such an incredible experience. You can't help but want to be there. Just to see the pictures, I was like, oh, gosh, why am I not there?
Well, you will be in November, but it really is an amazing thing. When the audience walk into the room, I mean, most of these people have never, ever seen a shark before. And, you know, the people who are listening, we really have a shark tank at the back of the room. And I stand facing it, and it's behind the audience. But as the audience pour into the room, they're just mesmerized by these sharks. So it is really a different entertainment seminar altogether.
And so much of your success in the very recent few months has really been because of your mindset. You have one of the most powerful mindsets I have had the experience to teach and to experience firsthand. That mindset alone has really spearheaded all the success that you're seeing, in my opinion. So how has that mindset shifted for you over the last 12 months or so, 9 to 12 months?
Well, that's a tough one to answer. How does the mindset become in? It's total immersion in what I'm doing. I mean, first of all, I absolutely 100% believe in what I'm doing. The products I have, the training I'm doing, they're all something that's been part of my life. I'm not just buying products from other people and selling them. The stories that I tell, the experiences I share with people, they're all part of my life. So it's very personal, first of all. Secondly, I absolutely love what I do. You know, when someone puts their arms around you and says, thank you so much, you changed my life just by a few words, it's absolutely unlike any experience that anyone has ever felt in their whole life. And for me, you know, I was emotionally changed when I had 300 people walking up to me after a seminar and throwing their arms around me to get my energy. And I think what happened was I got their energy instead of them getting mine, but it was just absolutely mind-blowing. So I absolutely believe in what I do. I absolutely love what I do. And then just being totally immersed with people like yourself, you know, having people who, other people who are successful in my life surrounding me constantly. If I'm not talking to you, Gina, I'm talking to Rhonda. If I'm not talking to one of you two, I have other life coaches in my life. I also meet constantly with my students for coffee and meetings and swapping stories and all sorts of stuff. And it's just total immersion in what you're doing, which has changed the mindset for me. And of course, the results that I'm also getting in my own life by these changes, helping other people create incredible changes in your own life. And I just love the give and the take.
So let's talk about this conference center that has become a part of your world in the recent past.
Oh, my. It sounds amazing. I can't wait to see the pictures.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I mean,
that too.
Okay, I mean, this is just such an incredible place. Last July, I went to an island called Baswanga. I was just there for a weekend, and I fell in love with this place. It's absolutely incredible. It has about 20 islands around it with white sandy beaches like you've never seen. If you're into diving, there's about 35 Japanese wrecks around this place, and it's absolute paradise. And I decided there and then that this piece of land was going to be mine. So I took the guys to one side, had the land, and I said, I want this land. He gave me 4,000 square meters at a ridiculous price. It was so cheap, it's unreal. And it's $1 million view for a lot less than $1 million. I mean, we're talking about a few thousand dollars here for this land.
Holy
cow. It's on the top of a hill. It's on the top of a hill, and I see the sunrise on one side of the hill in the morning and the sunset in the other side of the hill in the evening. And my plan is to build a training center on this so that we can not only help local people but also international students. I'm just about to make a second payment on it, and hopefully all the payments will be made within about 3 months. And by the end of this year, maybe we have a finished building. Who knows? And now the incredible thing about this, Gina and Rhonda, is that when I stood on the land in July, I absolutely didn't have any of the money to do this. And when the guy who owned the land said to me, do you have the cash? I said, yes, of course I have it. And then somehow, I don't know how, somehow it just turns up and there it is. And each month I make my own money and pay him. I really don't know where it's come from.
It's truly what we mean when we say you manifest the life of your dreams. It's
right.
From Absolutely. That mindset that is so powerful. You know, when you're immersed in something you are so passionate about and your focus is on the serving, not on I'm going to get rich, the money happens whether you try to make it or not. So
Absolutely.
It's not surprising to me at all that making the payments has just kind of happened. It's not even something you really had to work at. It's just a byproduct of really being immersed in something you're passionate about, focused on really making a difference for the people that you touch.
Yes, and this is one of the things I learned in the show production business as well, that if you stop worrying about the bottom line, you won't have to worry about the bottom line.
Yeah, big deal.
I just, absolutely, I mean, I just give the best I possibly can to all of my clients in lasers, and they just keep coming back and giving me more money. I don't do any advertising, I don't do any marketing. These people just phone me up internationally. I go all over Asia doing shows. And I just work from home on a laptop, and I just learned a long time ago that if you just give, you'll never ever have to ask for anything. People just give back to you. So I carried this across into the training. I carry this across onto my website. I'm constantly giving stuff away. I spend time with my students. I don't care if we go to 3 o'clock in the morning on a meeting. It's just totally irrelevant what's happening time-wise and money-wise, and it just keeps pouring back to me.
Well, I couldn't be prouder of you, Tim. You have really indirectly allowed me to touch the lives of all of the people that you touch by taking what I teach,
Absolutely.
Applying it in such a big way, and then touching the lives of others.
Well, I mean, yeah. Gina, you're also one of those people who constantly pours out and gives. You know, you've called me a number of times just so we can sit and talk about issues. And I know from your own life and your own story that you have these same understandings that the more you give to people, the more you get back.
Right.
It's really what makes the world go around, isn't it?
It really is. And just to get... I had a meeting with some of my students last night, and I have to tell you this because it's just so amazing. I just put a new team of 5 or 6 students together, and about 2 weeks ago, they submitted their goal plans to me, and we were just reviewing them. And one of the girls had a restaurant in her house, in her family. It was worth about $1 million altogether. And because of some legal problems, the bank came along and took it away from them, repossessed the land, knocked the restaurant down. And then when she was doing her goal plans with me about 2 weeks ago, she said, I want this land back. And I said, why does it have to be this land? Because if you just focus on this one piece of land, you turn away any other piece of land that's coming in. Your hands are full with this land. You can't take anything else. So maybe you should just surrender it to the universe, let it go, and just focus on getting land rather than just this one piece of land. So she resisted it for a little bit, and then about a week later, she said, okay, I'm letting this piece of land go. It's not so important. I just want some land. This battle that she's been having with her bank has been going on for about 10 years. The very next day, she got an email and a letter from her lawyers saying they believe the bank had taken the land over illegally, and not only will she get the land back, but they will give her massive compensation because they knocked the restaurant down.
Oh, my goodness.
It took less than 24 hours once she surrendered to it. And
I love it.
I think
that's
this is
amazing.
A big part of what we're doing is believing in what you're doing and surrendering to the universe what is, and just allowing it to be, and giving what you can, and just allowing it to be, and it just comes back. And I'm applying it to all the things that I learned from you, all the things I'm learning from these students are teaching me so much about life, and it's just spilling over in the websites and creating phenomenal results. I mean, one of the things I got to share with you, Gina, is I have 77 subscribers on my website. These guys generate about $1,500 to $2,000 a month. And I think statistics are one name, $1 is the average.
Yep.
These guys are doing about
$25
each. And it's all about relationships.
Same thing I see, Tim. Exact same thing I see.
Yep.
Can you do it the way that creates the $1 per subscriber per month? Yeah, you can. But why bother? If you really focus on serving and not worrying about the bottom line, as you said, the money comes in much greater quantities per subscriber because they feel so well served.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I hate the cliche where, you know, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care, but it's really true. And these students see me standing on the stage, addressing them by name. You know, when they walk into the room, I'm there in the room greeting them, you know, shaking hands with them. I'm not this speaker that runs on at the last minute in all the pomp and ceremony. I'm there in the room when they come in. I'm there in the room when they leave. And we're building relationships with them. They feel very happy about raising their hand and asking questions during the program. And these guys just keep coming back month after month after month. I mean, some of them have been with me for now 6 months, just coming back. So it's really about focusing on not just selling one product to them one time, but selling something that is long-term that you can help them with by immersing them in the same stuff that I was immersed in that changed my life. And they're starting to see results in their life. And because of they're starting to see results, they want more of it.
And are they then telling everybody else that they know, not because they're trying to sell your stuff as an affiliate, but just in talking about themselves, it's bringing more people to you?
Absolutely. The team of five students that I have on Monday night, they brought in 20 people by themselves last Friday just because of what's happening to their life.
Wow. See, that's the kind of thing. It just kind of snowballs, right?
Well, I don't have to do any marketing, you know. They do for me.
To me, Tammy, that is viral marketing at its best.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean, they're so happy they're bringing their friends.
So, Rhonda, I know you've been really anxious to pick Tim's brain.
Oh, well, and I'm just going to tell you, I have just this big, goofy smile on my face because I just love hearing about people getting phenomenal results and changing lives, because at the end of the day, that's really what it needs to be about in your business, is changing lives. And when you focus on that, and as we always say, when you focus on serving your audience, all the prosperity, all the abundance, everything you need gets taken care of. It really works. It's just so exciting, and I'm loving this. So I just like this big smile that I got tears in my eyes. It's awesome. So, yes, now as far as picking your brain, it's been really cool to see how you've made things turn around. And I know that one of the things that you have done, aside from all this that you're saying about being there for people and being very giving and generous and all of that, is that some things you've been doing on your blog are really helping you get success and helping to open up your to subscribers and so forth. And that involves adding some inspirational quotes and a couple of other things you're doing with that. So would you be willing to share a little bit about how you're using the quotes to draw people in?
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, the blog is only about 3 months old, and not even that, maybe 2 months old. I have done no search engine optimization on this site. This is just me talking from the heart about content that I feel people like. So one of the first things I did was, as soon as I started to get a small gathering, it started off with, you know, with 10, 11 people, I asked them what problems they had in their lives, and they responded to that. So I started writing about some of those subjects, and I would send them emails to tell them, I've written about the subject that you had a problem about. So they would go to the site. As the numbers grew, that continued growing, that process. So I use emails directly to these people a lot, and I also use things like quotations that you mentioned. I did some research on the internet about quotations, and it was just amazing the statistics that were being generated by having quotes on your website. So I did that. I got a load of quotations. I put them into an autoresponder, and then I put a page on my website, and then just emailed everyone that I got quotations. I think I went from something like 5 subscribers to 50 in a week, and then the next 2-3 weeks it's gone up to about 78. I think I'm at 81 today, 81 subscribers. So in about 3 weeks, it's gone from almost zero to 80. Just on this, using the quotations. And no one has dropped out so far. When I asked the audience the other day, you know, do you mind me sending you a quotation every day? They said, no, we absolutely love it. I also set up an RSS feed just for the quotations, and I'm getting about 10 subscribers on the RSS feed a day for the subscribers. So things like that are really working.
Excellent. So are you posting those? You said you're doing them into an autoresponder. Are you also posting them onto your blog, or are you saving those strictly for your subscribers by email?
No, I have a few quotations on the blog, which is connected to the RSS feed, so that every couple of days I'll change the quotation on the blog, which obviously sends out another message to the feed. But the mass of the quotations is in the autoresponder. So far, I've got about 100 days worth of quotes there. So I'm doing both. I'm doing both online and in the autoresponder.
Awesome. And so that. Because I know you're not only sending a quote when you send these autoresponder messages. So. What else are you doing along with those quotes that people are enjoying so much?
Well, I put a link back to the blog. So I write an article, I send out the autoresponder quotation, and I put a link back on it, and it sends it back to the site. So there's this constant cycle of people going through the website. It's constantly revolving, and it seems to be working very, very well. I mean, the other thing that I'm doing as well is, what I learned was that people like to be involved in what's going on. They don't just want to come to the website and read anymore. I'm doing videos which connected into YouTube, which was something I learned from Gina's training in the first website, The Power of Videos. I'm also doing some little crazy videos to see what happens there. So, that's actually generating more traffic. You make a video that's a little bit strange, not quite so serious, and then you connect it with a serious topic at the end, it generates a lot of viral interest. The other thing I've just started this week, it's a Dear Tim page. So the students can write in with a question, and I will answer it by video and stick it on the page. this has already generated a lot of interest and a lot of movement there. You know, I took the principle from like an agony column in a newspaper and turned it into a positive way, and it seems to be working. And I find what is working is the constant contact with the audience, asking them questions, sending them stuff that they want. I go onto Facebook, I connect with about 10 new people in the morning, 10 new people in the evening, and every time they make a friend of me, I send them a message and say, thank you for being my friend. You know, you might want to check out my website because this is what I'm up to. And it's all just generating massive amounts of traffic.
Wow, so you're giving some fabulous tips here. One of them, I'm just going to recap a little bit because I want to make sure. Part of my job is to highlight things and make sure people really know what you just heard. So one thing you just heard was to create YouTube videos, and you're using these in a couple of different ways. And one of them is that you're doing something a little bit quirky or odd and then relating it back to a topic that's of interest to your people. You have been polling your subscribers and asking them what are your biggest problems, and you're using that as the inspiration to write posts. I mean, you've given just so many fabulous golden nugget tips here in the last few minutes. It's just absolutely phenomenal. So part of it was really that serving with the way that you're writing the blog posts. Part of it is having the YouTube channel, connecting with 20 people or so on Facebook a day, some in the morning, some in the evening, writing that thank you note, mentioning your blog to them, making a real connection with those people. And so all of those things are just phenomenal. And what is your the name of your YouTube channel so that we can make sure to put that onto the show notes?
It's actually the same as the website, Argon Management Training.
Perfect. Okay. That's where I'll send people.
Yeah.
ArgonManagementTraining.com is where they can find your website for people who would like to see all of the astounding things that you're doing over there. You're just really making big tracks, and I love it.
Yeah, I mean, there's two things as well that really work for me, if I can just add. One is trial and error. You know, you put something new on your website, you see if it works, you watch statistics, you see if it works. If it works, you keep it on. If it doesn't, you change it. So there's a lot of trial and error going on of what Gina and I have been doing. And, you know, it's all about making the right recipe for you. You have a website cake, and you put in all these different ingredients, and you stir it all up, and you see what happens. And if it doesn't taste good, you change it a little bit until you get the right recipe, until people go, oh, my God, what you're doing is delicious. So that's part of it. But the second part of it is I believe that the way you treat people online is no different from the way you treat people in the real world. And you do not walk up to people in the real world and say, hi, my name's Tim. Would you like to buy something from me?
Right.
No, you don't.
I certainly don't know. You have names for those people.
So I don't understand why people do it on the internet. It just doesn't work. So, I mean, for me, it just seems so obvious that the first thing you have to do when you go online is build relationships with people before you try to sell them anything. And that's what I've been doing, is really focusing on getting to know the audience, finding out who they are, and then, you know, as you said earlier, serving them with what they want.
I love it. I also like that you have an Ask Tim page and on your blog where people can put up a question. And what you said, if I'm right, is that you take an answer, a question a week in a video, or do you answer all of them each week in a video?
I just started it about 3 days ago, and I have two emails from people already. I actually have a third one which I need to answer. So they send me an email in, or they ask me on the website, and then I give them a video reply. So I've got a Dear Tim page. I've got a Frequently Asked Questions page, so that I don't have to answer every single question that people ask. As people are asking me questions, I put the questions on the FAQ page so that they can go and check them out there. So
that's a great, brilliant thing to do. It also provides great keyword-rich content as far as that goes. But then it gives people a place to look, and I love having a frequently asked questions page as a way to serve people so that they can find those answers, because it, all of us, Gina and you and me, we all have questions that you get all the time, the same ones over and over, as well as some new ones that get sprinkled in. That's a really great point of leverage, isn't it, Gina?
It really is.
Yep.
I have people instant messaging me right now going, oh, my goodness. And they're just so excited hearing some of the comments that Tim is making and some of the advice he's sharing with us today. And it really takes people who have been doing this who aren't necessarily seeing the results that you are, Tim, being excited to really make me go, wow, even more.
I know. I mean, I'm just really thrilled because this is somebody who is brand new. This isn't some marketer who's got 5 million years of experience and everything and whatever. Is that you're so brand new, but your passion and your fire really shows through so much, and it's just amazing.
Exactly.
I'm glad you noticed it. But, I mean, it really is about taking passion by the hand. I mean, and remember, I live in a country which is phenomenally broke. You know, the Philippines is known as being a third world country, and people don't have any money here. So if I can make money in this country, if people just copy what we're doing, and you know, you live in Europe or in England or America, wherever, I don't see why you shouldn't be able to make money by really focusing on your audiences.
Exactly.
And I mean that in the nicest possible way to anyone who's listening in the Philippines.
But, you know, the beautiful part about the internet is whatever it is that you happen to be passionate about, whether that's nutrition or golf or tennis or heart failure or whatever that thing is that gets you as excited as Tim is today, is something that you can use this formula for, so that in whatever way you serve, that's what you do online. And the internet makes it possible to put it out no matter what the topic is, no matter where in the world you happen to be. And until we had the internet, there wasn't a way to really do that easily. You needed millions of dollars to be able to do it, because you'd have to set up a building and fill the building up with stuff, and you could only reach the people in your location. It is a very different world today because of the internet.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What I
Definitely.
Really hear you saying, Tim, is that anyone in any niche, anywhere in the world, can do exactly what you did and see success as well.
Yep.
I believe that to be absolutely true. I have people here in the Philippines who are working with me starting websites about very small topics. And because we look at things from a slightly different point of view, they're generating different ideas. You know, like if you golf is dog training or all the, you know, these regular sites that everyone has, they're so hammered that to make any money, you've got to do something very different. And, you know, the world is now saturated with websites for every single subject. How do you get noticed if you just keep saying the same thing as everybody else? So what I do is very different, the way I handle my content. I mean, in one of my last blogs, I was asking why the Pharaoh and his army didn't jump in helicopters and fly to the other side of the Red Sea and wait for Moses. And it's just a completely, you know, the laws of flight applied then, but Moses and the Pharaoh couldn't see them. So,
yep.
And I said, so what more today? What's around us that we can't see that's right in front of us? So I just take situations and put a slightly different slant on them. It makes people go, what the hell is this guy talking about? And they listen because I connect it with something that's in their life.
Yeah. That's such a powerful principle that you're sharing there, Tim. And it is something that I notice that when I do videos and I show my chickens or something goofy about the dog or whatever, and relate it back into something. What you're talking about is that there are three elements that are really important in a story that's going to connect with people, and those are the content, you know, the what happens that you would expect. The context is the part where you connect the dots for people and you make how is this, whatever it is I'm looking at, listening to, watching, whatever, relevant to the life of the reader. And then there's the emotion, where you can connect with people on an emotional level. And you may be starting kind of with the humor or the what the heck is that type of thing, but then there's something deeper beyond it, so people go, oh, got it, you know, and there's that emotional component. And those are the three elements that are critical to any kind of storytelling that you do. So I commend you for, you know, knowing that and using that in what you're working on.
Absolutely. And, you know, we get bombarded every day by the same advertising messages, like, do you want to make some money from home? You know, and everyone's gone blind to it. So you really got to try and think of something new to grab their attention. And as you say, once you've grabbed their attention, then you've got to get it emotionally charged to them. And they go, this guy's talking to me. And he wants to change my life. And, you know, one of the things that I did was something that Gina told me a long time ago, is that when you're writing articles, you get a photo of someone that you're talking to and you write to that person.
Yep.
And I do that. I think I get the image of my student in my head and I write to that one student. Everyone's, you know, basically the same. We all have the same problems. So when they're reading the comment to this one student, it's global.
Absolutely.
That's so true. And it's so funny because I know people sometimes go, well, no, if you write to one person, that means you're excluding other people. And here is an example. Haven't you ever been at maybe a talk, a seminar, or you have read a book or seen a movie, or somebody was speaking to you from the stage or in a class or whatever, and you went, wow, that message was just for me, even though they might be talking to 10,000 or a million people. So it's the same exact principle.
Yeah, I mean, we all want the same things. We all want to be happy. We all want better relationships. We all want more money. So, you know, we all want the same key principles.
Absolutely.
So, Rhonda, why don't we let folks know again where they can find Tim online?
I'm sorry, I had someone come to my door, so I muted out for a minute. Where people can find Tim online, and I also put this into the chat, is at argonmanagementtraining.com, ARGON, managementtraining.com. If you're seeing the show notes from wherever you're listening, you can click on his link there in our show notes that come along with the show. And the YouTube channel is the same, youtube.com/argonmanagementtraining, and you can see some of the videos and read his blog, and I'm really excited to go and, you know, dive in there and have a look around. But you have shared so many phenomenal tips. I'm deeply appreciative. And what I truly hope, and Gina, I'm sure you do too, is that for anybody who is not getting results or who is just starting and afraid you're not going to get results or whatever, that you realize and really get the power of mindset. When we say the mindset's important, don't go, yeah, yeah, blah, 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 mindset, blah, blah, blah. Really, really pay attention to that part, because it is the single most important element of your success. All the other stuff is just how you apply the mindset.
I totally agree with that. The mindset is incredibly important. You know, if you don't believe in you, nobody else will. If you're not having fun with what you're doing, nobody else will have fun with it either. And you really have to take it seriously. Like, if you work on your business, and this is a business as well, if you work on it part-time, you'll get part-time results. So you have to give it your full commitment. You have to make it a priority in your life, and very important. And, you know, if anyone is listening and does need help, you know, feel free to contact me. I'm happy to share my nuggets with you.
Absolutely, and that's so generous. It's great.
And if there's any way you can make it to November 11th, 2011, when I will be at Tim's event speaking in the Philippines, we would love to have you there. And if you let us know that you're coming in for the event as a result of knowing me and Tim, please, Tim and I will do something special. I don't know, Tim will go out to dinner as a group. We'll do something to really make it worth coming to the Philippines.
I mean, first of all, it's going to be a fantastic 2 days anyway. We're setting up some really amazing things. And absolutely, I mean, if you're on this call and you're going to come over to the Philippines, we'll set something up special to be announced.
Exactly. So just go over to argonmanagementtraining.com. You'll see a countdown timer in the right-hand sidebar on that site. And there's plenty of ways to stay connected to Tim to find out exactly how to get your ticket to the event. And I know I am really excited about being there. Bill and I are planning on being in the Philippines probably 10 to 14 days. So we don't just go in for the event, but we can really hang out with Tim and see the country. And it'll be my first experience of going outside of North America ever. So I'm really excited about it.
And I'd love to join you out there, too. That'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Tim, that would be awesome.
You like to do that?
I've never been diving. Bill has, but I would certainly be willing to learn to go see some of what you guys have there. From the pictures I've seen, I can't think of a better way of doing it.
Sounds like fun.
Okay. Yep.
Love it, love it, love it. The nice thing is you have... Go ahead, Gina.
No, go ahead, Rhonda.
Nice thing is having, as a part of this radio show, you're really a part of the family here at Directions University. So, we have so many resources, not only in terms of our guests like Tim, who are just over-the-top phenomenal. Tim has given you so many nuggets that you could use starting right now today to get amazing results in your business. He has been so generous with that, and that's great. And we have so many resources as part of Directions University, the 30-day free I Am Challenge, and the goal calls that are every week, and all kinds of things that are very easy for you to have access to. Make sure that you use those resources. There's no excuse for you not to get the results you want, to touch the people's lives that you're meant to touch.
Absolutely. And for me, you know, I've always felt part of the family since I joined the team nearly a year ago. The way Gina and Steve and you have looked after me has been just incredible. I mean, without doubt, this has been the best program that I've ever been on in my life. So if anyone is like, I'm not sure about this, jump in, because it's absolutely fantastic. It really changed not only my internet life, but my personal life as well, because everything I learn here spills over into my own life. I don't have a separation between work and play. I live one life. And the mindset has not only exploded in my business, but in my personal life as well. And I just have such a wonderful time now because of everything that's going on. I have a really fantastic life.
Well, and you've just recently started in the bachelor's program, but before that, since last May, you've really been a part of, you know, other products that we sell, 21 Days to Blogging Profits, the Blog Systems Workshop. And I read some of the comments after you finally got into the bachelor's program, and you got kind of had to go back to square one to move forward, because that's the way that the course is designed. And you were really already seeing huge things just from the first couple of lessons in the bachelor's program. But even in the challenge, that's totally free, 30dayiamchallenge.com, the lessons mirror the bachelor's program. And without working on the mindset piece, I don't care how great you are at doing stuff online, you're not going to get the kind of results that Tim has without the mindset piece being there too. You got to have both. You can't separate your business and your personal life. They're two parts of one being. And no matter how much you try to make them separate, until you bring them together and harmonize your personal life with your business life, you're not going to get really great results. And once you can harmonize the two, the business spills over into the personal spills over into the business, and everything becomes more successful very, very quickly. So what I love about the way you're working with your students is that it's very strategic, just like I taught you. You start by planning not your first step, but your last step. In other words, you start by figuring out the destination. You wouldn't plan a trip by sitting in your car going, okay, so where? What am I going to do? What direction you turn out of the driveway totally depends on where you're headed. You've got to start by figuring out the destination before you can plan the route for getting there. And it's no different in a business as it is in real life. So starting out with the goals and looking at what that means from a mindset perspective, like the story you shared about the woman that lost the land and the restaurant got knocked down, starts with taking the beliefs that you have and shifting them a little bit, so that you can manifest the things that you really want in the end. So you're using a very strategic approach to building a business, and when you do it that way, your students can't possibly fail. The plan, by design, leads them to the life of their dreams every time, and every step is just bringing them one step closer. So I'm really thrilled about what you're doing with them.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we did. I decided to do the 11-11-11, which is the 11th of November 2011 program, and I worked backwards and said, what do I need to do to get there? So we came up with these programs. I connected in with other speakers. Like on Saturday, I'm going on stage in front of 4,000 people.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, we got 350 seats in total to sell for this program in November. We're 10 months away, and I've sold 27 of them already. So,
wow.
You know, I mean, give it another 2 or 3 months, there'll be no seats left. And it's just amazing.
Such a great problem to have, Tim.
Absolutely. I think we need a bigger venue. But
well, you know, we have time.
Yes, there is time. If you need a bigger venue, there is time to do it if necessary.
Maybe so, we'll do 2 events.
I'm game. I'll stay. I don't mind. So head on over to argonmanagementtraining.com. What I hear Tim saying is, if you're thinking about going in November 11, 2011, you better go get your seat reserved right now.
Absolutely.
So, I'm certainly looking forward to spending some time with Tim in the Philippines, being on his stage, experiencing the edutrainment, did you call it? What was the word?
Edutainment.
Edutainment, thank you. It sounds phenomenal. And from all the pictures I've seen, it just makes me want to be there even more. Bill and I are so excited about the trip, and I know that by November, Tim, I can only imagine how huge your success will be with the phenomenal start you've had this year.
Yeah, I hope so. I guess so, yeah.
I know so.
Uh-huh.
So thank you again for being here and sharing all that you have shared today. I really want our listeners to get that all it takes is doing it.
Yep.
That's correct.
That's really the only thing that's different.
Yep.
Yep. Thank you for having me. I hope I inspired a few people. And as I say, if anyone wants to drop me a line, feel free. I'm happy to help.
Thanks again, Tim. And everyone, really take this message to heart. It's time to take action. So thanks, Rhonda, for arranging this. And we will be back next week, same time, same place, for another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio.
Women's Prosperity Network. See you then.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.